The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Cindy Fowler from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Raleigh News and Observer, the Triangle Gardener Magazine, the National Gardening Association Newsletter, and HGTV's Garden E-Newsletter, also from 1001 Hints and Tips for Your Garden by the Reader's Digest, and maybe from Jerry Baker's terrific Garden Tonics. And we will start with Reader's Digest, 1001 Hints and Tips for Your Garden, with some tips and tasks for you to do in the garden. For trees and shrubs, you might want to apply a dormant oil spray to camellias and evergreen hollies to eradicate scale insects and kill overwintering insect eggs. Prune shrubs like beautyberry, butterfly bush, and smoke bush to the ground to encourage summer flowers. Gather up camellia flowers as they fall to prevent pests from overwintering in them. And prune all fruit trees, evergreen shrubs, and other small trees. For annuals, plant out started plants of hardier annuals. Prepare beds by adding organic matter, lime, and fertilizer as needed, and direct seed marigolds and zinnias toward the end of the month. Weed, water, fertilize winter plantings as needed. For perennials and bulbs, order new plants and plant them as soon as they arrive, especially lily bulbs. Divide and replant overgrown perennials. Prepare the soil for planting by adding organic matter, lime, and high phosphate fertilizer as needed. And look for early crocus species to bloom. If you grow roses, in February it's time to plant all kinds of new roses. Test the soil pH and water deeply in dry weather and apply a complete slow-release fertilizer at the end of the month. Prune back roses when emerging shoots are 1 inch long and prune ever-blooming climbers lightly, leaving the main canes alone, and remove any winter-killed wood. For vegetables and herbs, locate a good source of organic mulch and save newspapers to put underneath. Destroy any overwintering pests such as the leaf-footed bug. Plant potatoes around the first of the month. Begin planting warm season crops like beans, corn, melons, and squash, and set out peppers and eggplants. For tomatoes, set out tomato plants. In areas of high rainfall, more than 30 inches per year, use raised beds. And keep transplants growing vigorously with weekly applications of a soluble fertilizer and regular watering. Wrap row covers around cages for wind and pest protection, and to raise the temperature a few degrees. For lawns, inventory your lawn supplies and list those that are needed for spring. Perform a soil test to determine nutrient needs, if not done already. And watch for Pythium blight fungus, which can infest warm season grasses from now through late spring. For your patio and container plants, monitor all plantings daily. Pot spring flowering annuals, pot cool-treated spring bulbs, and pot annuals for spring color. Protect tender plants against any possible surprise frosts. Prune and reshape potted trees and shrubs while they're dormant. Now from the News and Observer, this article is by Norman Winter. Cyclamen flowers sport Valentine's Day colors. Walking down our long crepe myrtle allee, we have several large Vietnamese glazed pots filled with cool season flowers. For the first week in February, they are looking rather impressive thanks to what may be the perfect Valentine's Day plant. The Persian cyclamen. Just think, Valentine's Day used to give me the shatters. Shoot, 3 cyclamens in a basket and a nice dinner at a Savannah restaurant, and I am home free. If you normally grab the traditional red roses for Valentine's Day, this horticulture guy is telling you to forget the roses are red, my love, thing and go with cyclamen. Simply because you cannot beat the cyclamen for the number of flowers it produces and its long period of bloom. Cyclamen is available in the traditional Valentine's Day colors of red, pink, and white, and the shades of purple and lavender will also leave your love interest mesmerized as well. If that were not enough, the incredibly striking leaves are heart-shaped. Cyclamen is one example of a plant with foliage that contributes significantly to the plant's beauty. Most cyclamen have some pattern of silver or gray variegation in those heart-shaped leaves. Another thing I like about the cyclamen is their ability to tolerate cool conditions. Cyclamen love temperatures from 40 to 60 degrees. This means the pot near the front door, where a geranium boomed all summer, can now be filled with cyclamen in my area. We have them partnered with various shades of fragrant dianthus and a touch of variegated lemium. Try them in containers, window boxes, and even baskets. Don't skimp and buy the bargain-heavy potting soil. Instead, use a good, lightweight soil mix. This will pay dividends because, with a little care, your cyclamen will still be blooming as spring arrives. Keep the cyclamen evenly moist but never soggy. When watering, I like to use a little can with a spout to place the water around the edge of the container without watering the crown or center of the plant directly. If bone-chilling temperatures are in the forecast, simply tuck your container inside for a day. The cyclamen will certainly last longer than cut flowers. Try a mix of 3 differing colors in a decorative container or basket. At a fine dinner at her favorite restaurant, turn on the charm that stole her heart, and you'll be in great shape for Valentine's Day. And now, from the National Gardening Association e-newsletter, Spring Forward into Salad Season by Susan Littlefield. There are few things more welcome to winter-weary gardeners than the first signs of spring in the plant world. Buds swelling, asparagus tips poking through the soil, the cheerful blossoms of crocuses opening their faces to the sun. And there are few things that taste better to a vegetable gardener than the tender lettuce and greens of the season's first homegrown salad. There is a wide variety of lettuces and greens that thrive in cool spring weather. Now is the time to sow some seeds so you can be soon enjoying that delicious first harvest. Let us name the lettuces. If the word lettuce conjures up a plastic-wrapped head of iceberg on a supermarket shelf, you are in for a treat. There are many different kinds of lettuces and salad greens that are easy to grow and provide a nutritious, attractive, and tasty mix for your salad bowl. Leaf lettuces are fast-growing plants that are ready for harvest in as little as 45 days. Even less for a light harvest of baby leaves. Leaves may be bright green or rich red and have wavy or notched edges. You can harvest the entire plant or extend your harvest by selectively picking the outer leaves. Butterhead lettuce, also called bib or Boston lettuce, has especially tender, succulent leaves that form a loose head. The leaves of some varieties are tinged with red. Head lettuce includes the familiar iceberg variety and forms a firm head of crisp, juicy leaves. Romaine lettuce is also known as cos. It forms a loose head of sturdy, elongated green leaves. Romaine and leaf lettuce are the highest in nutrition among all the lettuces. Salad greens, such as arugula, corn salad, and mizuna, are cold tolerant and easy to grow, offer an early harvest, and add zest, nutrition, and interest to your salad bowl. Here's a sampling of some of the delicious lettuces and greens we offer. Black-seeded Simpson leaf lettuce, 44 to 45 days. This dependable variety of leaf lettuce with broad, frilled, light green leaves has been a long-time favorite of both home and market gardeners. Ruby red leaf lettuce, 53 days. This slow-bolting, red-pigmented leaf lettuce is very decorative and maintains its color in hot weather. Sierra butterhead lettuce, 50 days. The tall, open heads have bright green, red-tinged leaves that stay tender and sweet, even when the weather turns hot. Buttercrunch butterhead lettuce, 60 days. A great choice for home gardeners. This variety is slow to bolt and has smooth, dark green leaves. Iceberg head lettuce, 82. Its crisp white interior has a fine flavor, making it a popular home and market garden variety. Paris Island Cos romaine lettuce, 66 days. The outer leaves of this tall, erect variety are dark green, while the interior leaves are pale green to cream. Getting started with lettuce. Lettuce is tolerant of cool soil and cool weather, so you can plant seeds in a well-prepared seed bed as much as 4 weeks before your last frost date. Lettuce seeds are small, so make sure you have raked the seed bed smooth and removed stones and large clods of soil so the germinating seeds can shoulder their way through to the surface. Wide row planting works well for a lettuce crop. Simply scatter the seeds thinly over the surface and just barely cover them with soil. The seeds need light to germinate. Keep the seed bed moist but not soggy until the seeds sprout. Then you will need to thin, beginning when the seedlings have several sets of leaves, but all those tender young thinnings needn't go to waste. Just toss them into the salad bowl. Follow the directions on the seed packet for the correct spacing for the kind of lettuce you are growing. And to keep your harvest going and make sure you have enough, but not too much, lettuce ready to pick at any one time, make successive small sowings every 10 to 14 days. Get a head start indoors. Many gardeners like to start their lettuce seedlings indoors. This gives you a little bit of a jump on the season and allows you to space seedlings precisely in the garden without the chore of thinning. Start seeds indoors about 4 to 5 weeks before your last frost date, and set hardened off seedlings in the garden when seedlings are several inches tall. You can continue to make successive sowings in pots for transplants, even as the weather warms, to make it easier to place individual plants in the garden. When the weather gets hot, lettuce will bolt or go to seed, becoming bitter and inedible. For summer harvest, choose varieties that have been selected to be bolt-resistant, and locate plants where they get some afternoon shade from taller crops. How to harvest. Harvests of lettuce, leaf lettuce, and greens can begin as soon as the leaves are a usable size. You can simply pinch the outer leaves off gently, or use a small pair of scissors to clip them off. Or you can let plants reach full size, then harvest by cutting off the entire plant at ground level. Heading lettuces like butterhead, iceberg, and romaine are ready to pick when the heads are firm and full-sized. But if hot weather is on the way and you are concerned that plants will bolt, it's best to harvest them even if they have not yet headed up completely. And now from HGTV's Gardens e-newsletter. Great new fruit or vegetable varieties to grow in 2018 by Lynn Coulter. Pepper, candy cane red. Pick a peck of pretty peppers when you grow candy cane red. These green-striped fruits take on shades of yellow and orange before ripening to solid red. And even the variegated leaves are attractive. The peppers are also sweet and crispy, with thin walls that make them great for munching out of hand or tossing into salads. Plant this variety in containers or in the ground, because the plants have a mounding growth habit and top out at around 18 to 24 inches tall. They usually do not need staking. Swiss chard rhubarb supreme. The breeders of rhubarb supreme say it's the most bolt-resistant red chard on the market, which means it will produce for a longer period of time than other varieties. Start this open-pollinated chard indoors in early spring, about 5 to 6 weeks before the last heavy frost in your area. It can tolerate light frosts. Or sow the seeds outdoors in a cold frame. If you live in a mild climate, rhubarb supreme might overwinter. The plants have deep green, crinkly leaves, and bright ruby red stalks. Pumpkin Kushaw, orange striped. This Kushaw pumpkin is great for making into pies and other baked goods. Orange striped is pear-shaped with a curved neck and sweet, thick yellow flesh. Get a jump start on the season by starting the seeds indoors. These veggies need about 110 days to mature. Wait until all chance of frost has passed before you transplant your seedlings into the garden. Or direct sow the seeds only after the soil temperatures warm up to 72 degrees Fahrenheit. At harvest, each of these colorful pumpkins can weigh 15 to 25 pounds or more. And the radish Rudolph. Need an easy way to mark the rows in your garden? Plant fast-sprouting radishes like Rudolph in spring or fall. These crisp round radishes, which are as red as the legendary reindeer's nose, are ready to pull in 25 days from sowing. They resist cracking and won't get pithy and pungent as long as you do not leave them in the ground too long. Sow more seeds every 10 days for a fresh, continuous harvest. Okra, Star of David. Native to Israel, Star of David is a delicious variety that produces thick, plump okra pods for pickling, frying, or grilling. The plants grow 5 to 7 feet tall with attractive, purple-tinted leaves. Harvest the pods while they're still short and young, in about 60 to 75 days from planting, or they'll turn woody and tough. The spines can be prickly, so you may want to wear gloves when you're picking. And tomato centennial. Bred to celebrate Bonnie Plant's 100th anniversary, the centennial tomato can be grown in containers or your garden. Expect plump fruits to slice for sandwiches and hamburgers in 80 to 90 days from planting. Hot weather does not slow down these determinate plants, which have excellent resistance to diseases. For best results, do a soil test before you plant. so you'll know what nutrients you need to add to your soil, if any. And now from the Triangle Gardener magazine, we have some garden events coming up. Plant Ecology, February 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th, Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Explore plant ecology from both a conceptual perspective and first-hand field experience. Learn about nutrient and energy cycling within ecosystems, as well as current threats and trends for the conservation of ecosystems. Students will also learn to recognize and identify local plant communities and species on field trips. There is a fee, and pre-registration is required. You can call 919-962-0522, 919-962-0522 for more information. This is held at the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill. And a Plantsman's Tour, February the 6th, from 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Winter Perennials for Shade with Mark Wethington, the director. There is a fee, and you do need to pre-register. This will happen at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum in Raleigh. Call 919-515-3132. 919-515-3132. For further information. And a North Carolina English Cottage Garden, February the 6th through the 27th. Those are on Tuesdays from 6:30 until 9 p.m. An overview of English gardening strategies and design elements that can be successfully adapted to North Carolina gardens. Then, sketch out the basics of a plan for your landscape. There is a fee, and you need to pre-register. And this will happen at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens, located in Durham. You can call 919-668-1707. That number again, 919-668-1707. For more information. And a gardener's conference on February the 8th. Featured speakers, plus 5 concurrent sessions on topics including garden remedies, composting, trees, landscape design, and pruning. There is a fee. Call 336-242-2080. The number again, 336-242-2080 for more information. This will happen at the Center United Methodist Church located in Lexington, North Carolina. And the North American Rock Garden Society lecture. That's going to happen February the 10th. And it's from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. The Plantsman's Tour of Wyoming. And there is a fee. You need to pre-register. This happens at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum in Raleigh. For more information, call 919-515-3132. That number again, 919-515-3132. And a Darwin Day lecture, Birds Do Arrive and Seeds, Darwin's Fascination with Dispersal, February the 12th, 7 p.m. Celebrate Darwin's birthday at this lecture by Duke University Professor of Biology, Kathleen Donahue, author of Darwin's Finches, Readings in the Evolution of a Scientific Paradigm. And it's free, but pre-registration is required. call 919-962-0522. 919-962-0522 for more information. And this happens at the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill. And now from Jerry Baker's terrific garden tonics, a seed starter solution. No matter what kinds of seeds you're planting, this terrific tonic will get them off to a rip-roaring start, guaranteed. The ingredients: 1 teaspoon of baby shampoo, 1 teaspoon of Epsom salts, and 1 quart of weak tea water. So soak a used tea bag and 1 teaspoon of dishwashing liquid in a gallon of warm water until the mix is light brown, and that makes your tea water. Instructions: mix these ingredients in a bowl. Then bundle up your seeds in cheesecloth or an old pantyhose toe. 1 kind of seed per bundle. Drop the bundles into the liquid and put the container in the fridge to soak for 24 hours. Your seeds will come out raring to grow. And a seedling saver solution: the tender stems and soft leaves of veggie and herb seedlings are easy targets for dastardly diseases, so it is smart to be prepared ahead of time. Put out the not welcome mat with a bunch of my Grandma Putt's special seedling saver solutions. Ingredients: 4 teaspoons of chamomile tea, 1 teaspoon of dishwashing liquid, and 1 quart of boiling water. Instructions: mix these ingredients in a bowl and let steep for at least an hour. Strain out the solids and pour the liquid into a handheld sprayer. Mist your seedlings as soon as their little green heads poke out of the soil to foil attacks by foul fungi. Tiny veggie and herb seeds can be the dickens to sow evenly. To keep them from clumping up, mix them with dried coffee grounds before you sow them. They'll be as easy to handle as the biggest of the big guys. And just before you transplant your vegetable seedlings, water them with a solution of 2 ounces of salt or baking soda per gallon of water. This will temporarily stop their growth and increase their strength so they can stand right up to the challenging conditions they'll face outdoors. We've run out of time for today's episode of Out in the Garden. Be sure to listen again next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Cindy Fowler, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.